Blog Talk Radio.
Along with Khalid Kadidi, and we are back for part two. This is part two, Khalid, of Hard Hits. And this show is appropriately titled, and I don't know why I decided to call it this, the GQ show, Vegas G Style, Hard Hits. How about that as we start another show?
I like it.
You know what? I was trying to come up with a name. That's trying to get creative, and then JPG is like, GQ show. You got to put the GQ show as part of it. And then you decide to link up something in the chat room in our brigade and about antique roadshows, the old PBS show about a Kennedy tribute. Do you realize, right? Now October...
I thought you'd be interested in that.
You know what? It's October 3rd. It's October 3rd, at least on the East Coast, right? And... but it's still October 2nd in Cater Time, with JPG back in Cater Time now. It's 13-year local station. Yes, it is. So, with it being October 3rd, do you know what that means? We're getting closer. We're getting closer. We are getting closer and closer to the 53-year anniversary of one of the worst days ever in American history. Yes, folks, I can only be talking about November 22nd, 1963. A day that still boggles my mind. A day that I do believe in conspiracy theories, because I don't believe Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin. He might have been involved in it. I'm sure he was mixed up in it. But there's no way you could tell me that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald. But they had their case. Oswald got off three shots in 6.3 seconds with a rifle. Sure he did. And I'm going to go and land on the moon in June. Okay? Sure. Okay. Or land a date with Margaret Robbie, who hosted Saturday Night Live. I mean, come on. You know what? It's nice to be back. We did one show already. We talked football. We talked a little bit of baseball. We're going to stick with baseball because the Major League Baseball playoffs are always fun to watch. Do you like having this one game elimination between the two teams that get the wild card?
No, I've hated it ever since the Braves got screwed that year, that first time. Yeah. Chipper's last game. I mean, that's how I always remember it.
That's right.
He got screwed by the infield fly rule against the St. Louis Cardinals.
I've always hated it since then. You know what? I don't blame you. You have a legitimate reason to hate it. Just like I have a legitimate reason to still call Peyton Manning the Tin Man, no matter how many commercials he does. Paper Tin
the Tin Man.
The Tin Man. And you know what? I hate to say it, but Rob Davis is right. Until he wins a Stanley Cup, Henrik Lundqvist is the Tin Man of hockey. So I'm actually giving Rob Davis some credit. And if JPG calls in, he could hear the sister. In agreement with Rob, retirement, Davis. Yes, folks, Derek Fields is starting to come unglued. I'm starting to actually be truthful about things, about topics that I never thought I would have to admit to. Yes.
Yes.
And I've given up. I've given up on the Rangers winning a Stanley Cup with Herakleklost. I've thrown in the towel. I know the writing was on the wall. So, I have a picture.
You think time has passed, huh?
I do. I have a picture. I'm actually going to link this up in the chat room because it's relevant. It's a picture that needs to be replaced. It's a Horowitz Network's picture, and the theme is the 2014 New York Rangers that advanced to their only Stanley Cup final appearance in 94. So, with that said, you can take a look at the photo when you go to the Horowitz page, which we need to do more of. And this is, you can see the picture of the fans. And on the left, you can see a picture of me, an old picture of me from 2000 and maybe, I want to say 2008 or 2009 when the show originated, in my Russian Ovechkin jersey, which I still have, Russian lettering, with Father Felix and JNF and Theo Fleury. Theo Fleury, who you know all about. Yes. And JPG.
Yes.
Decided to call back. So, and this is perfect timing because now he's going to get to hear the truth from Derek Felix on a topic that he never thought he would admit to. John Gennorio, are you ready for the history?
I'm ready.
All right. So there's no, like, breaking news thing until we start doing premium again. But because I only have three clips, and none of the clips really – unless you want me to play the Dark Knight Spear theme, I just don't think it works. All right.
Yeah,
at,
don't do
12,
it.
At 12:37 on the East Coast on October 3rd morning, and 9:37 cater time in Vegas with your chips all in, Derek Bartholomew Flex Felix admits that Rob Craze Davis is right. Rob Retirement Davis is right. As much as I like to call Peyton Manning the Tin Man, no matter how many commercials he does, including that lame Papa John's commercial, until he wins the Stanley Cup, Henrik Bjornlundqvist is the Tin Man of the NHL. Tin Man of hockey, Henrik Lundqvist. A historic moment on our heads. Right there.
Whoa.
I admitted it. And Rob Davis, of course, is not part of it. Because Rob Davis is probably making a tuna sandwich with a dill pickle on rye bread. Or so he told me yesterday. he tells me the weirdest things. He got up in the morning just to make sure that Andy Austin lost. That Andy Austin lost to the Jacksonville Jags. I mean, I slept through that game. When I hear that there's a game that involves that involves London, and I heard like them singing what song? What is that song that they sing or whatever? At the beginning, that they do "God Save the Queen." I heard that on the radio this morning, and it made me tired. And I was just like, "No, I'm not listening to this. I'm going to sleep." And I passed out, and then I didn't wake up again until 12:30, when the game was basically ending, and Robert Davis was celebrating Andy Austin's demise. Something JPG is very familiar with.
We all were celebrating.
This is,
not just Rob. We all were celebrating Andy Austin's demise.
You know, it's very funny because you're a former Stanford alum. And ever since Trent Edwards failed for the Bills with Rob Davis had one of the best screen names of all time. You know what the screen name was called? Do you guys remember the Rob Davis screen name for Trent Edwards? Because I do.
No.
Colin? Do you have any guesses on the instant message screen that Rob Davis used to have?
You have
a memory of it.
Remember the motto, the "In Trent We Trust."
Yes, that was it. You got it. Congratulations, man. Yo, right there, that deserves like a scotch, a double scotch shot or something.
It definitely needs to go on Rob Davis's. His tombstone.
Rob Davis's wall or something?
Unfortunately, he's its earth. Yeah, on his tombstone.
In Trent We Trust.
Trent, right. I trusted.
What was better? What do you think was better? In Trent we trust, or Lossman to God, what was that receiver's name? Lossman to
what
Evans.
Was that defensive
That's
back's
right.
name on the other team?
No, Lossman to Evans.
Yeah.
Lossman to Lee Evans. That's right.
Oh, God. Was it Lee Evans? That was his name, right? Oh, my God.
I remember Lightning Lee Evans.
Now you're taking me back.
You know what
look
I like?
Look how much Lightning enjoyment Lee Derek Evans. Gets out of this.
I do get enjoyment out of it.
I know you do.
Hey, Brian Sanford had some good screen names, too. All right? Do you remember how me and him used to have all these discussions, right? We used to have so many heated debates. Do you know who was over? Who do you think we debated most about when it came to the Buffalo Bills? I'll give you a hint. It was a quarterback. That's your hint. It was a good quarterback. That's your second hint. So who do you think is the most debated about Bill between Derek Felix and Brian Sanhorn?
Who?
Colin, you got any guesses?
The statue?
The statue. You got it. You got it.
The
That's
statue
right.
of Bledsoe. All right.
And who nicknamed him the statue?
You.
It's another... That was another Derek Felix Flexian nickname. And so what?
Why?
What
why
happened?
Did you, why did you take so much joy in nicknaming him the statue?
Because it's part of my legacy. That's why. Part of my legacy is to create nicknames that can't be broken or can't be touched. What nickname did I just come up with the other night that both Colin and I are using now for Jesus Montero? In the chat room.
What?
Monteroids.
Yeah.
That's what he's now called. So, I never thought I'd see the day where Brian David Sanhorn would actually unveil a statue of Bledsoe screening. The first time, I got instant message by this screening, I couldn't stop laughing at it. It's like you just gave me like total credit. It was like it re-emphasized everything that I said about Bledsoe, who was a pretty good quarterback. So I had a very good career, but was a statue in that pocket for the Bills. I mean, is that Brian Sanhorn's best screen name?
It was an all-time great.
It was an all-time great. Yes, it was. JPG, do you agree?
I do, completely. The statue?
Do you know, are there any statues now that stand in the pocket too long?
Eli?
Oh, of course. There,
yeah,
you had to go there.
I call Carson Palmer the glass statue.
The glass statue. He gets hurt a lot. Oh, did he suffer a concussion today?
He did, actually, didn't he?
Yeah, he probably did.
Yeah.
I heard Cam or Scab Newton had a concussion also.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wanted to get away from Dan.
You know what? That's very possible. So, we have, like, two, like, scintillating, like, division series matchups that we know are actually basically going to happen and start. Do you want to start with the American League matchup or the National League matchup, Colin?
Well, I'm a National League guy, so.
So let's go with the NL. All right. This features two teams, right? Two teams that are pretty good, you know? Two teams that I think
one will win, one will lose. Can't go both ways.
Well,
true.
It could go either way, actually. I've heard.
But not
you know, what happens what happens if, like, game five, like, is it the 20th inning, and all of a sudden all the lights go out, and, like, they can't, like, get the electricity back? Does it result in a tie? Do the Cubs, if they don't get through the Mets or Giants, get an easy advance to the World Series, or do they have to play a combination of the Mets and Dodgers? If
what are you talking about?
I'm trying to create chaos, and it's working.
He's trying to figure out a way where the Giants and the Mets can both get into the World Series.
I'm trying to figure out a way.
We know what Derek's all about.
Yeah. Well, okay. I told you I picked the Mets. I picked the Mets because I think Syndergaard can match Bumgarner, and even if he comes out and they're trailing 2-1, if Bumgarner does not go full nine, I don't think the Giants will win the game. Although the Giants, like, Bochy's decided to go back to Sergio Romo as his closer, and so far Romo's been good. He's 4-for-4. But I don't trust the Giants bullpen. So and I think the Mets offense is better than the Giants. So my feeling is that the Mets will find a way to come back and win that game. Unless Bumgarner has to go the full nine for the Giants to win the game. Okay? There. I said it. So if he, for some reason, gets knocked out, if he's out of there in the seventh inning, even in the eighth inning, I do not trust the Giants bullpen. So that's why I'm picking the Mets to win that game. That's my justification on it. Dodgers and Nationals. Who wants to start? Want to start, Mr. Vegas? Sunshine?
I'm going with the Dodgers.
Are we all picking the Dodgers? Tell me we aren't all picking the Dodgers for this series.
Well, you are, because you can't pick Dollar Max.
This is not about Dollar Max, actually.
It's a little bit about Dollar Max.
And I don't understand. Like, does this series start Wednesday or Thursday? Because Dollar Max is pitching today to get his 20th win. Like, why would you pitch him in a meaningless game to get the 20 wins? Is it that important for him to get 20 wins, get some extra strikeouts?
Probably because they wanted to keep him in his usual rotation.
But that only applies if he's pitching Thursday. You know, he's pitching actually, that's 4 days. It's only on 4 days, actually. So what is this series starting?
I don't think it starts till Friday.
Why would it start so late? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm pretty sure that they're lining it up so Scherzer starts game one. And I'm pretty sure they didn't screw that up. So.
They would have to have Scherzer start game one, you know?
I don't know why it's Friday game one in that series.
It is? You checked it already? Okay. So it's Friday.
Yeah, I got it right here.
So that gives him plenty of time to. All right. If it is
I love how Derek thought that Scherzer padded his stats at the expense of starting game one of the NLDS.
You know what's funny? He did pad his stats, but he padded them the wrong way. He got his 20th win, but he gave him 5 runs, and his ERA went up 2.96, which is very un-NL-like 2.96 ERA if he wins the Cy Young over your two Cubs pitchers who have much lower ERAs.
Yeah, the Cubs pitchers play in front of a much better defense than Dollar Max does. That's what you don't seem to understand.
Here we go. Look, I'm not saying that Dollar Max isn't a great pitcher. I just find it hard to believe that they'll give him the Cy Young when the other guys have much better earned run averages and had just as superb seasons. That's all.
They did not.
That's what
Scherzer
I'm saying.
Had a better season.
You had a better season.
Than you, yes.
I'm going to give you a better kind of criminal, one who's honest, one who doesn't just value money anymore. I like fire. I like dynamite.
You're
Do you?
Crazy.
I might be. I like gasoline. Do you like gasoline, burning gasoline, the smell of burning gasoline?
Oh, I love it.
I knew you did, actually. But this is Hard Hits. This is the GQ show, Vegas G style. Now, you know what? In all seriousness, I think the Nats have been hurt. Because, well, we don't know what Daniel Murphy they're going to have. This series does start Friday, though, and they've been resting Murphy. So what kind of bat will he bring? Because he's been hurt most of the second half. Don't forget that they lost the stud catcher, Wilson Ramos. Losing him is a huge hit. And I, quite frankly, if you have to give me a choice between Kershaw and Scherzer, I'm going to take Kershaw every time. And it's not that Scherzer can't match him. He can. But I think when it comes to Kershaw, it's Kershaw. I think Kershaw will prevail. And I also like that Dodger lineup, too. I think that Dodger lineup is very underrated. Justin Turner having a monster second half. Your boy, who Joel Sherman has second in the MVP. Corey Seager, as tough it out as there is. They're tough. The Dodgers are tough. And Pete, by the way, has come back and has played well for them, too. So he's like an X factor. He could be an X factor in this series. You know, what kind of Bryce Harper will show up in the series, too? He's been banged up, too. So, the bullpens, well, I think that the Melanson pickup was a great pickup. He's been nothing short of sensational. Dodgers have a pretty good pen also, though. I think their pen's a little bit better. I think it's a 5-game series, and I'm picking the Dodgers to win in 5. What do you guys stand? What's your analysis of this series?
I'll take the Dodgers in 4.
In 4?
Yeah.
Okay. Is there any reason behind this pick?
Yeah, I'm right. I think.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything? Why are you going Dodgers? I basically said what I was going Dodgers. But what do you guys think is the key to why they're going to win?
Better front end pitching, better lineup.
Yeah, I think so too. If the Nats lose this series, right? Are the Nats one of the biggest disappointments in baseball? Because they will still have not have won a playoff series. Are they one of the biggest disappointments? Or
no,
do we excuse them?
I don't think so.
Or do we excuse them because, you know, they have injuries. They do have injuries. That's legit. And they're facing a very good team. So
why do they need to be excused? They're facing a team that's probably better than they are.
All right. Look, I'm just throwing it out there. All right. All right. American League, okay? We all like the Blue Jays to beat the Orioles. Just as long as, like, Colin, just as long as your former closer is not in the eighth inning, like, pitching in that game, because if he's in the eighth inning pitching and it'll go to your closer, the Blue Jays are screwed, all right? He'll blow it. I'm telling you that right now. Mark Trumbull will probably hit a
home
run. Oh,
yeah, he's horrible. Grilly, yeah.
Really, if Trumbull gets up against him in that inning, or Chris Davis does, they might hit a ball that might not land for a few days. So that would be my one concern if I was a Jays fan. I don't know what the pitching matchup is either. But Red Sox, Indians. I think this is a very interesting series. I've been back and forth on this series. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say. How healthy are the Indians pitchers? Which guys are going to pitch in this series for them? Because if their pitching's good enough, I think their hitting's good enough to get to the Red Sox. And I like it. And I think Andrew Miller is much more locked down than Craig Kimball. I mean, I'll take Andrew Miller any day. I like that Indians bullpen a lot better than the Red Sox. This is a 5-game series to me. it's a five-game series. If could go either way, what's going to happen? Is it going to be the Red Sox hitting that prevails and just gets to the Indians pitchers? Or are the Indians going to, their little edge in the bullpen and the fact that they can hit also, going to get to the Red Sox?
Indians in five.
Indians in five? Okay. JPG?
That was JPG.
Oh, it was? Colin, what do you think?
I think Boston is the
you
team
like
of
Boston?
Destiny here, so I'm going to take them. I'm rooting for the Boston.
I'm rooting for the Indians.
From yesteryear, from 1908 or whatever it was. So, I mean,
I want the
Indians
to
win
because
I don't
series.
Want Frank Wirén to do shit, you know. But
I think
Boston.
That's a legit reason. Actually,
got the baseball gods on their side.
I want to see the Indians get through here. Remember when the Indians had the Red Sox 3-1, and they blew the series, and the Red Sox wound up winning the World Series. Who didn't see that coming, though? God, they totally blew that series. Wasn't that what Carmona, or like his name was Carmona, and then his name was not Carmona, and then he just fell off the face of the earth, was pitching for the Indians, and then he wasn't who he said he was, and he just sucked after that. You guys remember that? Well,
yeah, he was like
anyway,
5 years older than he actually was.
He lied, and then he wound up on the Tampa Rays, and his career just like died. I don't know. It's like one of the weirdest things ever.
He actually spot started like two games for Atlanta this year, and he was like garbage.
He was garbage, right? Yeah, I think I did see that he pitched a couple of games. Man, honestly, if all things were even, I would pick the Indians. You know, these two teams basically have the same record. The Indians went 93-67, so they got the whole field. They're not playing the extra game. They're not going to play the Tigers and make up another game. Sorry, JPJ. Okay. God. I'm really having trouble with this series. Do you want to know why? Because I'm having trouble going against the Red Sox. I don't know. That lineup is so lethal. It's so deep. If the Indy is Corey Cooper healthy? What's the deal? I mean, what's going on with their rotation? I mean, which guys are ready for them? That's what I want to know. Salazar.
They've got Trevor Bauer listed for game one. Porcello at Bauer.
Trevor Bauer,
they may be in
Trevor
trouble.
Trevor Bauer.
He's got the stuff, but I don't know that he can put it all together. You know.
No. Trevor Bauer. I'll make a prediction on Trevor Bauer. He will have a BP Pineda kind of game where Pineda's bad. He'll give up at least 3 home runs, and he'll be out of the game probably in like the third or fourth inning. And that's what I think. If he's the game one starter, oh no, that does not bode well. I'm gonna go Red Sox. I think this could be like one team wins one game. The other team comes back and wins the other game. But I'm picking the Red Sox to win in five. Yeah, I said it. I'm taking the Red Sox in five. So, yeah.
Of course you
would. You know what? I was actually leaning towards the Indians earlier today. And now I started thinking about it. I'm like, the only way, you know what? If it comes down to Craig Kimbrel, though, all bets are off. Because he's terrible. Especially, and you know what their backup plan is? Joe Kelly, another guy who can't throw straight. And gave up to share a spot a whole run. Walk off Grand Slam. That was an awesome moment, by the way. With the Yankees sweeping the Red Sox. That was great. Also, how are the Indians going to get David Ortiz out in his final playoffs? Well, Ortiz is impossible to get out, usually. In the playoffs. I don't know. You know, the Indians have good players. They have a lot of good players. I like this Jose Ramirez kid. He's pretty good. He's a pretty good player.
Yeah, they're
good.
Doing this arguably without their best player, you know, Brantley.
Without their best player, Michael Brantley. How about Francisco Lindor? Francisco Lindor is excellent. You know, he's not going to win the Gold Glove because of
I think it's like next year, you know.
And Andrelton Simmons is the best defensive shortstop, so Andrelton Simmons will win the Gold Glove. You know, there are so many good shortstops in the American League that can play their position. Didi Gregorius is probably like fourth or fifth because of that's how many good shortstops you have, you know. And I love Didi. Didi hit 20 home runs this year. I want the Indians to win the series. I want to make no mistake about that. I'll be rooting for the Indians hard to win the series. I'm tired of seeing the Red Sox, you know, make the playoffs and then go all the way. Go from last to first, and they're a team of destiny. You know, enough. They're tough, though. They are tough. I'll admit that. They are a very tough team. Want the playoff? This is it for Ortiz. It could be interesting. Haley Ramirez on fire too. Mookie Betts, Bogarts. That's a tough lineup. Boy, that's a really tough lineup to crack. I don't know. I think the Indians have more free swingers, so that's part of why I'm leaning towards the Red Sox. I don't know. You know what they say? That good pitching beats good hitting. So if the Indians can pitch better, then they'll win the series. They got Andrew Miller too. So, like Andrew Miller, like I'll trust Andrew Miller any day of the week. Down, you know, late in the game, absolutely. If it comes down to that. This series could go one of our two ways, gentlemen. It could either be like a slugfest. A slugfest favors the Red Sox. Or it could be lower scoring, which would favor the Indians, where it goes late in games and it's close. See, I think if it's close games, then it favors the Indians. But if it's not, all bets are off. So, and we lost JVG. JVG. Vegas G.
Curfew G.
I think Vegas G is probably tired, though. Vegas G.
Yeah, he's got to have jet lag, I would imagine.
You know what? I would be pretty tired. Hey, he had Papa John's. He probably got thrown in some Budweiser's, you know, Peyton Manning. I mean, you know, you got to be.
He got loaded as soon as he got to Vegas on pizza and Budweiser.
Yeah, I know, man. Pizza and Budweiser, man. He said he had Manana. Had to have some veggie and meat, like Papa John's, man. You know what the sad part is? It was so predictable, right? You know, I'm talking to him. I'm like, what you get? Don't tell me you got Papa John's. He's like, I did. And I was like, of course he did. He's in Vegas and he gets Papa John's.
No side comments, please.
I was about to discuss MVP, Major League Baseball Awards. National League. Let's just start off the National League. Chris Bryant is going to win MVP. Yes?
Yes.
All right, so.
I think he'll probably win it. I don't want to say unanimously because there's always that one guy that'll vote for somebody else just out of spite or just to not be unanimous. But I think he's clearly the best player in the National League this year.
Yeah, he is the best player in the National
League.
Although
you mentioned Corey Seager earlier too. I think he could get some consideration.
I give JPG a lot of crap about Nolan Arenado. Like I think if Nolan Arenado was on a better team, he would get a lot more credit and he'd be more in play for this award. But you know what his home road breakdown is? Arenado drove it over 80 runs at home. But his road breakdown is it's not bad. It's just that he drove in over 80 runs at home. It hit like 20 something home runs at home, and his road breakdown was 270 something and
right,
14 home runs and maybe 45 knocked in. So it's like, and no one Arenado.
Well, I saw that. Was it wasn't Arenado or was it? Yeah,
Arenado's a great defensive third baseman too.
Yeah, that was it Arenado or was it LeMahieu that won the batting title? One of those guys snuck in.
LeMahieu won the batting title by being
LeMahieu.
Yeah, by being a chicken basically. He sat out most like a Wade. He pulled a Wade Boggs basically. Nice job there, Colorado Rockies. I guess that's more important,
right?
Hey, the Mets did it. The Mets did it once with Reyes. They had Reyes take one at bat and reach first base, and then they pulled him out of the game.
Yeah, I remember
Reyes
that.
Win a batting title. Oh God. And of course, the infamous 1986 one race between Mattingly and Boggs, where the Yankees were playing Red Sox. They had a doubleheader. Wade Boggs decided he wanted to sit out. Mattingly played the doubleheader, and I think got like seven. He went 7 out of 10, or 8 out of 10, and the Red Sox fans cheered him. Go figure. I mean, it's one of those stories. There was also another batting race where Mattingly beat out Whitfield the last day of the season back in 84. The batting title used to be like such a big deal. I still think it is. To me, it's still a big deal, you know, because I'm old school. I mean, I think to newer fans like JPG doesn't really care about batting titles, really. I don't know. That's not who JPG is, you know. I think that if Murphy didn't get hurt, Murphy would have battled Bryant till the end, and the MVP would have been a lot closer. That's what I think. If Joey Votto played on a better team, he would be in the mix for MVP too. He plays on the Reds though, and he'll wind up like 6th probably or 7th in the voting. I think Freddie Freeman should finish in the top 10, don't you? Freaking awesome season.
Oh, I think he should be really. I mean, his second half has been better than anybody.
Second half has been unbelievable.
He should probably be in the top 5, but won't get into the top 5. But I certainly think he's in a top 5 player in the National League.
If I did a rankings for it, yeah, Corey Seager will probably finish 2nd though. So it probably will be, even though I think it should be Murphy, I think Murphy should be runner-up and Seager should be 3rd. And then after that, I would probably go rounding out with Arenado. Let's think here. Who else had pretty big years? Votto. You know, Wilson Ramos would have been a candidate for it, too. He had a monster year also.
Actually stepped up since they're not going to get any MVP consideration, but they had played all year where they were at. I'm talking about Matt Kemp.
Yeah.
I mean, he
Matt Kemp. Yeah.
He's not going to get any votes, but really, I mean, since he came to Atlanta, they've really,
he's
really helped Freddie Freeman out, you know, for giving him some protection. And, he's really been a valuable player for the Braves, he's not going to get any national recognition.
Oh, that's right.
He's definitely been a valuable player lately.
All right, so Arenado, Anthony Rizzo will get a lot of votes too. Anthony Rizzo being the other big producer for the Cubs. So, that would be the other guy.
Daniel Murphy, I forgot about him. He had a really good year.
Home run today. He had a great year, actually, for the Rockies. Rockies really don't get a lot.
I wish the Braves had him. He's a George guy.
Is he really? I didn't even know that.
He went to Georgia Tech. I don't know. I think he's from.
I'm wondering.
I don't know if he's actually.
What the hell? What
from
was,
Georgia.
Justin Turner had a pretty big second half, too. I wonder where he'll finish. I wonder if he'll get any votes. I'm sure he probably will from some West Coasters. Yeah, they had a pretty good year, too. Justin Turner. Justin Turner did not do anything in the second half. He didn't do anything in the first half, like the first 3 months. But he wound up with 27 home runs and 90 RBIs. He continues to get better. He just continues to get better all the time, Justin Turner. Cespedes would have been in the mix for it if he didn't get hurt. Cespedes had another pretty good year for the Mets. But he likes to hit. He goes for the home run, though, too much. American League, I've did on Mookie Betts all year, and I believe Mookie Betts should win the award. I know that Trout's the best player.
It's probably going to go to Trout. Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how Joel Sherman voted. I understand the whole thing with Trout, but I just can't. I can't give it to Trout on that team. I can't give it to him. I don't like. All right, if he had like an Andre Dawson year where he was totally better than everybody, fine. But when Mookie Betts, when you have a Mookie Betts and an Altuve, who had just as great years, my 1-2 would be those two guys. I would go 1-2 Betts and Altuve, and then I'd have Trout third. You might say that, you know, I'm being unfair, but that's how I look at it. That's just how I look at it. All right, that's how I'm assessing it. And then, you know, you want to round it out. Well, you can round it out with a bunch of guys. You can round that out. Hey, Miguel Cabrera had a great finish to the season. Robbie Cano had a career best 39 home runs.
I was
going to
say Robinson Cano. I never imagined him being up there that many home runs.
Robbie Cano, 39 home runs. I mean, so yeah, both the Seegers are really good players. They're both really good hitters. Josh Donaldson again. Had another excellent season. And then, of course, you have your big sluggers. You know, your guys like Nelson Cruz, your Ortiz. Ortiz, I bet you Ortiz will finish probably sixth, because he had a great year. He led an OPS. He could finish in the top five or six. He could get credit for that.
Oh, yeah, he definitely deserves
it. He's never won one.
But, you know, I don't think you can give it to him just because of his.
You can't
because he never played defense.
Yeah, man, he's not. He's a DH. So
I just,
that's the only problem.
Just, I mean, you can. I'm not one of the people that would be totally opposed to it. But
they're not. They'll never do it.
I don't
they'll
think that would give him a first place.
A
right.
Well, I mean, Cecil Fielder was a first base bid.
We thought about that too.
They
never gave him a relief pitcher, and they ended up doing it. And, you know.
Yeah, I wish we had more time, man. I mean, time is actually running short already. But like, Cy Young, I mean, are you going Scherzer, or are you going with one of the two Cubs? Which way are you going on your side?
I'm gonna take the dark horse. I'm gonna go with Hendricks.
Yeah, I like Kyle. You know what? I'm going Hendricks too.
I think
I can't ignore what he did. I mean, I understand Scherzer is a more dominant starter, but I think Hendricks deserves to win it. And then you could have Scherzer fit a second, or you could have Lester fit
a
second, or you could have Kershaw. Well, what it really comes down
good
to is that Kershaw
yeah,
is the best pitcher, and he would have won it. Kershaw in there. Bumgarner probably like fifth or sixth.
Yeah, if he wouldn't have gone on the DL. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. American League, I can't give it to a reliever. I understand he was 47 out of 47. I'm going to go with Porcello. Porcello had a pretty good year. I mean – I'm going Porcello. Olaf Rolander had a great second half. Which way are you going there?
That one's really close. You know, I thought Corey Kluber there for a while, but now you
Corey Kluber
you know,
too.
Yeah,
I know, man.
You know, 22-4 for Rick Porcello. You know, Boston wins the division. 3-1-5 ERA.
I mean,
he'll probably end up getting
the ERA
is not
great.
I don't know that I'd vote for him, but
Sanchez and Tanaka had good
he'll probably get
too.
It.
It's like I could make the you could make the case for the reliever. We'll see what happens. We'll talk more about baseball stuff tomorrow. On our tomorrow night show. That's gonna do it for this one. Thanks to Colin and JPG for two shows. And catch both download on podcast form, man. All right. Thank you, Colin, for being part of this, and we'll see you all next time, fans. All right? Good night, and happy October.